I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Down the blind, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Going to go through our Supercoach draft review for round 9. Another chicken dinner in the kitchen, done and dusted. We scored 980 Supercoach points this week in a draft side where it's a 14-man comp, only 13 to pick from, obviously. Pretty happy with that score. We had a very good week. I think we only scored about 200 more points in Classic, which is another 4 players as well. So pretty happy with how this team went this week. Wasn't really shaping up to be an enormous week, but just the longer it went, just the more consistent my guys got. Pretty much got 70s across the board, which was a really good week. No one went 100 plus. So to score 980 when no one went 100 plus is a pretty good knock in our Supercoach draft comp. As I said, there's only been 30 scores in the last, I think, 12 years that have been over 1,000. So we got within 20 points of that without any real enormous blowaway scores. So it was good stuff. We took on Alan in this one. I believe Alan's actually traveling overseas, but I know that he tunes into the podcast and the YouTube. So shout out to you, Al, one of the greats. Caught up with him in Vegas, had a late night burger with Al in Vegas. Good times. One of the good fellas, though. So yeah, big clash this week, myself and Al. He was sort of middle of the range on the ladder. I was sitting in fifth. As you guys know, need to cement myself in the top 4 this year because the Cowboys have that bye in the second week of the finals, and I cannot afford to do that with all my Cowboys. Speaking of the Cowboys, we actually added another Cowboy to the side last week. We had a very close look at Jake Clifford. I thought, his coverage for Chad Townsend might be worth getting. Missed out on him. Someone else picked him up. But then we caught wind of a rumor of Braden Burns was going to head to the North Queensland Cowboys. So we picked him up. He's always been a reasonably solid Supercoach player. So I'm hoping now that Braden Burns has gone to the Cowboys, he's still got a Rabbitoh next to his name on my Supercoach app, but I'm hoping over the next few weeks he can maybe get a spot in that Cowboys side. I would assume during Origin when they've got a few guys that go to play Origin, Murray Taulagi, Val Holmes probably, maybe Braden Burns can get in there. So fingers crossed he can jump in that side, show what he can do and hold on to a spot. That would be ideal. But let's go through the scores from the weekend. Didn't start overly well for me. I was a little bit nervous on night one. There was only 200 scored in this game, and Greg had both of them. The first one came from Dylan Edwards, 111. He was Greg's VC, so straight away I went, ugh, shit, in a bit of curry early. Thankfully, though, in that game, he had a couple of guys that really battled. Jai Arrow, who got Simbin, he got an injury as well, I believe. He scored 45, so you'll take that. Jai Arrow got Simbin, didn't he, Kat? Am I imagining that on the weekend? I'm pretty sure he did, yeah. So Jai Arrow, he got Simbin. Then Jacob Host definitely got fucking Simbin. He only got 29. So we had the big VC score, which is all important in my draft comp. But then his other two players went pretty quiet, so we will take that. The next game, we had the Manly Seagulls and the Canberra Raiders. He had Josh Papali'i on his bench, which turned out to be his lowest scoring AE for 25. I had Morgan Smithies in this one, who did his job, 49 Supercoach points. We will take that. We then had the Roosters game. Now, The Roosters game was the Friday night game against the Broncos. By this point, Chad Townsend had been ruled out of the Cowboys game, so I knew that I didn't have a halfback this week because I've also got Jamal Fogarty, who's also not playing. So I thought, you know what? I need a halfback here. I don't have a halfback, sorry. So I know I'm going to have a free shot at the VC. So I thought, okay, I have to vice-captain someone before the Cowboys game. So I actually grabbed off the waiver wire a guy that I thought was a chance to score well, was Junior Pauga from the Sydney Roosters. Had a good game. Didn't have a great game, though. Didn't come up with any attacking stats. Still got 48 Supercoach points. So we'll take that from a CTW that doesn't score any tries or anything. Had he scored a try, probably would have taken that VC. It probably would have been enough. But didn't get points. But still, Junior Pauga, he did enough for me in that game. On the other side of the park, Greg had Jesse Arthurs, who unfortunately broke his jaw. Bit of a tough week for Greg by the end of it. So he only got 4 Supercoach points. The other player that Alan had as well that I forgot to mention was Jason Saab, who got 21 points. So by the time that Broncos game had rolled round and all of a sudden we had a Jesse Arthurs, a Jason Saab, a Papali'i and a host that had all gone sub 30. I was feeling a little bit more confident by that point. We then had the Canterbury Bulldogs game. In this game, Alan had a few guys. He had Reed Marnie, 64, a good performance. He had Josh Adokar, who only scored a 20. I think he was on 2 at halftime, so he probably did well to get to 20, to be fair. In this game, I had Josh Curran, who played less minutes than what I would have hoped for, but did score a try, so that gave him a decent score of 63. We then had the Titans v. the Melbourne Storm, and this is where Alan came out with his second 100 of the week. AJ Brimson, 104. He absolutely lit it up. He scored a try at one point that got taken off him. And at the time, that had me a little bit nervous. When he crossed for that try and he had Dylan Edwards as 111 VC, I thought, oh, fuck. In a little bit of curry here, going to need some points from my Cowboys. Thankfully, by the time the Cowboys game came, all my boys delivered. To Al's credit, he had Tommy Dearden, 87, a very good score. But my 4 Cowboys, Drinkwater as captain, 192. Reuben Cotter, 99. Reece Robson, 75. And Kyle Felt, 72. My boys absolutely lit it up in that game, which was fantastic to see. If the Cowboys tend to score over 20 points, I will probably tend to win my Supercoach game week to week. Hopefully, Braden Burns can get in there as well. In that game, only Tommy Dearden for Al. So by that point, I was up by quite a bit. It was looking pretty safe. I just needed all my guys to get 40 plus, and I was going to be home and hosed. We then had the New Zealand Warriors taking on the Newcastle Knights. Good scores all around here for me. Dylan Walker, my 5'8", came on, scored a try, 73 Supercoach points. If you take away that try, Dill still scores 40-odd, which is all I need from him every single week, and he will come up with these attacking stats throughout the season. Greg Marshew, he was my AE in this game just because I was worried about if he was going to feature in this one or not with that injury. He's got a very good 57, considering no tries, no try assists. 57 from Greg Marshew will take it. And Kai Pierce-Paul went about his business as he always does, 54 Supercoach points. In that game, Alan took a punt on a captaincy on SJ just because he was chasing so much. He had the 111 from Dill Edwards, but it meant that he was already going to be short an AE, so he went on Sean Johnson, hoping for a miracle. He only got 45 in this one, SJ, so we'll take that. We then had the Sharkies took on the Dragons to round out this game. Al here, he had Toby Rudolph, who got 41. I had Tommy Eisenhuth, who made 66 fucking tackles. Bloke is a maniac. He only missed one. So at CTW, Tommy Eisenhuth based me 79. A huge, huge performance from Tommy Eisenhuth. He's been one of the best waivers for season 2024. Brett Nicara, my boy, returning, starting to hit some form. Brought him into Classic this week as well. So very happy to see him knock up a 70. And then Zach Lomax, another player I have in Classic and in Draft. Didn't really get any opportunities, come up with a few errors, still scored 49 Supercoach points there. So that base of Lomax is absolutely supreme. And when he gets the attacking stats, that's when you'll start to see those 80-plus scores, which he has done and will continue to do pretty regularly. So pretty good week for me. Some guys in my non-playing players, Braden Burns, who I'm hoping gets a shot at the Cows, Jamal Fogarty, who are waiting to come back, Daniel Tupou, who's injured, Chad Townsend, that's injured. And the other one, that I went for in this game was bringing in Blaze Talangi. Now, I do believe, and you guys will be watching this once Teamless Tuesday has been named, but I've got a feeling that he is going to be named at fullback for the Parramatta Eels. So I just held him to see what happens this week, and it means that no one else gets him as well. So we'll see how he goes at fullback. Blaze, hopefully, I mean, with a good few weeks, I wouldn't be shocked to see, I mean, it would be a long shot, don't get me wrong, but they've been talking about moving Gutho out to the centres for quite some time. If Blaze can really light it up at fullback, maybe there's a world where we see that happen. I probably doubt it, but a shot that I'm willing to take with one of my five reserve players. On the bench for Allen, he had Alex Johnson, who didn't feature. Luke Keary, who got 35. Api Korosau, who got ruled out late. Philip Simon, who had a really good game, 78 Supercoach points. It wouldn't have changed our game, though. And Luciano Leilua, who did not feature in this one as well. So really happy with how we went this week. A good win. We got the second highest score in our competition. Shout out to Petey Boy. He scored 1,099. It's his second 1,000 in a row from Pete, so he's on an absolute hot streak at the moment. As I said, considering I didn't have any players that scored 100 plus, to score 980 in our comp, very, very good. Very happy with that. In fact, there was only three of us that scored over 800 this week, so a pretty low scoring affair in the wet, but we managed to get a heap of points, mainly because our Cowboys didn't play in the pissing rain. Looking forward to next week. Got a top of the table clash as the ladder sits right now. Kurt, he's on 18 points in first place. He's absolutely flying, Kurt. He's on 18 points. Second is on 12 points. So there's a big gap from second to first there. That's Pete, and I'm third on 12 points as well. So I take on first place this week, who is undefeated, Kurt. 9-0, I didn't realize that. He is on an absolute hot streak, so it would be fantastic to end Kurt's run this week. I've had a look at the matchups for this game. He's got a very, very good side. There's no doubt about it, a very strong side. I think the matchups do slightly favor me, though, with the Cowboys playing the Titans, with Zach Lomax playing the Rabbitohs. I think there are a few matchups there that do favor me. So fingers crossed we can get the rub of the green this week and end his undefeated season, because some of the boys in our Supercoach group have been telling me that he's been carrying on like a bit of a tit, apparently. Apparently at the pub the other day, telling people how good his team was and how it's his comp to lose and whatnot. So it would be great to sink Kurt's ship like we have on many times before. So stay tuned for that next week. Just see how the top of the table clash went between myself and the great Kurt Pistetto. Cat with another very, very cute sneeze there, which she buried into her sleeve, which I appreciate.
My mic's been off, so I don't know if they even heard it.
Ah, just adorable stuff, though. Adorable stuff. It's sensational. All right, guys, that will do us for our Supercoach draft review for round 9. Stay tuned for round 10, going to be the biggest game of the season so far for Rancho Relamaxo.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.